Welcome back to the program. I'm Zev Brenner. Very pleased and privileged to have with us right now Dr. Robert Goldschmidt, Vice President for Planning and Assessment, Dean of Students, Founding Dean of the Landry College of Arts and Sciences, Professor and Rabbi. And good to have you on our broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Good to be here.
And we talked about it for a while. We appreciate your involved in so many different things, and European educated, and you love with a passion education, and you have over 2,500 men and women in separate schools at the Lander College in Brooklyn that I do believe is doing gangbusters. What is your secret?
The school here really is making and has been making for the past close to four decades a very major contribution to the lives of the community in New York and New Jersey. We offer to students who sometimes would otherwise not have considered other options in terms of higher education, we offer a variety of programs. And in terms of the secret, there are a number of things that distinguish us at Atlanta College in Flatbush from other institutions in the metropolitan area.
So Manishtana.
Manishtana. We offer a proven track record of success and achievements in terms of professional advancement, in terms of graduate school admissions, in terms of professional employment, positions at the most prestigious firms. Our alumni hold positions at some of the most prestigious firms in the New York area. You'll find graduates of the Lander College of Arts and Sciences in executive positions at companies such as Goldman Sachs, Deloitte, Price Waterhouse, Coopers, AXA, Sullivan Cromwell, Credit Suisse. So on the one hand, and I think this is perhaps the most significant element in the choice that parents and students are making, is that they see value in the education and in the degree that they will be earning at the Lander College in Flatbush. Equally significant, I believe, is that students, the students we are seeking to attract and are attracting, are students of yeshiva and seminary backgrounds. They are looking for a reassuring environment, an environment where they will find that their religious perspectives are supported and indeed are reinforced rather than challenged or attacked, which could be the case and would be the case in many ways at some of the other public institutions in the New York area. In addition to that, I think two other features that make us an extremely attractive choice and have enabled us to grow is that we offer a flexible schedule. The schedule is such that young women, single or married, are able to pursue a program of courses at our campus towards a degree in one of 25 fields, and they're able to do this with a schedule that has courses in the afternoon, in the evenings, and on Sundays. Our program for men is an evening program on Mondays and Wednesdays and Sundays.
So they can learn
so
in the day.
If you are a yeshiva student, you attend yeshiva and come to the Lander College in Flatbush to complete your degree. If you are a young woman who is working part-time or full-time or going to seminary in the morning, there again, here is the option. It's not an either-or choice that you do one or the other. We allow you, with this flexible schedule, to balance the various commitments that you have in your life and you wish to pursue. And I think this is something which is a very strong point in terms of what we offer at our campus. And finally, I always say to parents and to prospective students at open houses that what they'll find at our college is a personalized educational experience. The classes are reasonable size. We consider a class of 25 or 30 or 35 students to be a large class. They're not going to find 100 students in the class or 150 students. It's a totally different environment.
And what's unique is that you're giving people skills and you're giving them guidance and helping them get jobs. So it's all comprehensive from what I understand.
It is comprehensive. The focus is on what you highlighted. The focus is to give the students an education that is career-focused, that will make a difference for them once they graduate. We want them to earn a diploma that works for them in the world of work, not just a diploma that would be suitable for framing. And we do quite a bit outside of the classroom to support this particular goal. In other words, we have an advisement staff working with students, a professional advisement staff, in addition to, of course, the faculty who do advisement. And we have a career placement office here with three professionals and their responsibility and their function is to work with students both in terms of resume preparation, interview skills, to help them polish these skills, and of course twice a year, we just did one this week, twice a year we schedule a career fair, which is for all branches of Touro, not just for the students of the Landa College in Flatbush, but the focus clearly with these services is to enable students to progress in terms of professional success. And the greatest satisfaction I derive, I've worked with students at this campus now for 38 years, the greatest satisfaction that I derive is to see that our students have succeeded, that they're supporting families, Torah families with dignity. We have now many, many second-generation students. I'm seeing files of students and students who are now the sons and daughters of students who graduated from this campus years ago.
Very, very nice. Now, what are the fields that you're drawing the most students? Is it accounting still? Is it computer sciences? What fields are drawing
the
most?
We have more than 20 majors and pre-professional options and honors programs. The fields that are the strongest fields currently among this menu of 20-plus happen to be, on the one hand, the health sciences, and health sciences at our campus and at Touro means students who are preparing for medical school and dental school and pharmacy school, and the allied health fields, things such as physical therapy and physician assistant and occupational therapy. These happen to be extremely hot fields in terms of student interest.
Because the doctor shortage of physician's assistant, for example, is very popular because they get jobs and you don't have to be a doctor.
Yes. I mean, physician assistant, by the way, which is one option other than medicine, but all of these health fields will continue to be strong. Some of the allied health fields, I think, are going to grow partly, really, in fact, due to Obamacare and the responsibilities that will be assigned to physician assistants under the Obamacare program. But students see these fields as fields where demand is strong, will continue to be strong, and these are not fields where the services and the professional care that is required can be outsourced. It's really something you see patients face-to-face. You're not going to outsource those particular services. So these happen to be strong fields. Secondly, the area you alluded to as well, which initially was the first set of majors we offered when this program was launched as a school for men in 1976, and then we added the school for women in 1978. We started with very small numbers of students. I think the entering class for men was 14 men. The entering class for women was 10 women. Initially, we offered just those business options. We do offer today business options, accounting and business and finance and economics and management, more options than we offered initially. Those remain strong, and our students recognize, as do the major accounting firms, that we have a top-notch program. And I say that not simply to promote our institution, but because the facts prove that we are ranked continuously year in and year out among the top five or so colleges and universities in New York State based on the record that our students achieve on the uniform CPA examination. So it's a first-rate CPA program, other business programs as well, as I say, finance and economics and management. Those happen to be two strong areas. Now, we do have offerings that are popular in the fields of computer science and web design. We have offerings in psychology and mental health areas that students pursue. Some go on to graduate school in social work. You know, the beauty of attending, I sometimes point this out to parents and students at an orientation, the beauty of attending the Landa College in Flatbush is that you have multiple benefits. With a student body of 1,000 or so per semester, there is a great variety of courses. At the same time, we maintain that special flavor and that special milieu of a small college environment. As I say, we would not allow a class to grow beyond a certain point, and we consider 30 students a large class. So the experience in that class is totally different from a class where there are 100 students. In our classes, you can ask questions. If there are 100 students, I don't see how they can ask questions. So there is that experience of the small
class. They can ask questions, may not get answers.
They may not get answers, but generally there is discussion in the classroom.
Right, right.
And that discussion and the interaction is another measure of learning that is added to the student's experience. But at the same time, what I want to point out, while the student benefits at the Lander College in Flatbush from a small college environment, which we believe is very valuable, he or she will also benefit from being part of a very large institution. Because Touro today has not only its undergraduate schools, but has more than half a dozen of graduate and professional schools. College of Osteopathic Medicine, an affiliated institution, New York Medical College, a School of Law, a School of Social Work, a Graduate School of Health Sciences, offering the fields I mentioned before, physical therapy and occupational therapy and speech-language pathology and nursing, a Graduate School of Psychology with degrees both in school psychology and mental health. So what you have is really the benefit of studying in a small college environment and then going on, and many students do, and pursuing your graduate studies within the same institution, same kind of supportive environment, because Touro as an institution, the Touro College and University System, makes us a very, very large institution, not just in New York, but in the United States.
We have moments left, and from what I understand is that you help and nurture through the guidance process while they're in school, even getting jobs afterwards. I understand one young lady who was juggling, actually from a Basiakov background, went to Touro College in Flatbush, Lander School, and is working for the Pentagon today and able
yes,
to juggle.
Yes, yes, we do. Yeah, that is correct. That young lady that you're referring to is working for the Pentagon. She graduated more than two decades ago. She actually was a presidential fellow in the White House and worked, interestingly enough, with and under Secretary Gates. She actually traveled on two occasions with Secretary Gates a number of years ago to Afghanistan. So we certainly have that. We have, you know, if you're mentioning people in those kinds of positions, we have on the local scene, this will be familiar to listeners in the New York area, we have two of our graduates who are very much involved in public life because City Councilman David Greenfield and State Senator Simcha Felder both happen to be graduates of the Lander College in Flatbush.
Wonderful. Great great names and great people devoted to the community.
Absolutely. They're doing a great deal for the community, and they have the interests of the community at heart.
Dean Goldschmidt, you're doing a marvelous job. I want to thank you for being here with us. Dean Robert Goldschmidt is Vice President for Planning, Assessment, Dean of Students, Founding Dean of the Lander College of Arts and Sciences, Professor and Rabbi. And, of course, his big baby is the Lander College of Arts and Sciences, located in Brooklyn, more than 2,500 people, and men and women, in two separate schools over three semesters annually. So thank you for being part of our broadcast.
Thank you very much.
Having you back
really
again.
Good. Thank you.
And we're going to be right back. Don't go away. Stay tuned.